Because, do you remember what is the major point about the lover? Selflessness, whatever my beloved wants or thinks or says, I surrender. Do you remember that competition and the aggressive animal who wants to me, be the boss, everything belongs to me? Suddenly, I'm a giver, not taker. That's why we cannot really talk about it if you only believe in that animal one who has the appetite for food and sex and reproduction. This reproduction for me is very interesting because I hope that even I will see it, that for the first time we start not to reproduce. We start to produce something good, not reproduce. Not to make the next generation like us. This is the conservatism, which is history and all that nonsense we talked about. Yes?
To us, the genitals and the stomach are an idea. Consequently, the soul displays his beauty at every moment.
I don't know if the idea is the good word over there. Because the thing that he is playing with here is khiyal. And khiyal is imagination. Do you remember what khiyal is? Book 1, first page. He talked and he said, listen, we... Normally, we are in the normal existence. Okay, we exist. But in addition to that existence, we have some tricky stuff. First one is the dream. Dream is a part of our lives. One third of it. But you think that the dream is nothing? He said, after the dream is imagination. And after that is non-existence. So here, he is talking about that khiyal, which is imagination, which for the normal people is the illusion, and for the enlightened one is imagination. Yes?
Anyone who is addicted to the genitals and the stomach, for him is to you, your religion, and to me, my religion.
Yeah, this is a very tricky sentence that once the Prophet had said, and they are fighting over it. Because in one occasion he said, "Lakum dinakum wa yad din," means your religion is yours, my religion is mine. Here you would say, this is the place that we could say it. If you are a fellow whose imagination and wishes are about the food and the sex, we are in a different path. I'm sorry, we have nothing in common. Yes?
Cut short your talk with such skepticism. Do not converse, O Ahmad, with the ancient infidel.
This is the trick. That if the listener is not really listening, so why should we tell him anything? Yeah.
How the caliph came next to that one of beautiful face for the sake of intercourse.
Means, I was talking about someone who thinks about intercourse and the food, right? So, remember, this is the king we are coming back to. Now he decides to have sex. Yes.
The caliph decided on a meeting. He went to that woman for the sake of sexual intercourse. He called her, and his penis became erect. He made the intention for moving back and forth with love increasing. When he sat between the legs of that lady, then the decree came and blocked the way to his pleasure. The rustling sounds
okay,
of
okay. No. Remember, for some of you who are really interested, you have to go back, book one, first paragraph. Over there, he started to talk about one word, which is qaza. That qaza in Arabic means something which had happened and it made everything, and this happened, so I don't know why it happened, it happened. The happenings that I have no role in it is qaza. Normally, in that language, when they want to say that, I'm not the guilty one. God did this wrong stuff. They say qaza and qadar. Right from the beginning here, so I would say, qaza doesn't have that meaning. The meaning of the qaza is consequence. So, whatever happens to you is the consequence of what you did. Don't go around and say, oh, it's not my fault, it happened like this, it happened like that. Do you remember the basic of this path is standing up and being responsible? So here, he will say, he's playing with that word to say, yes, in the moment that he physically went between the leg of the lady and wanted to start the sex, that consequence came. If you are, you don't believe in this path and you believe that, okay, God is doing all the wrong stuff and stuff, so what? But I told you, listen carefully. The consequence came here. The consequence of what? All the nasty thing that he did, this king. Yeah? Yes.
The rustling sounds of a mouse reached his ear. His penis lay down. His lust was completely scared away. His imagination was that this grating sound was from a snake, which was violently moving out from the straw mat.
Okay, very short, only 5 verses, and he explained a very special happening here, which is that tricky consequence, right? The moment that he went there and he was ready, suddenly some sound of the mice. Okay? First of all, he was very frightened because he thought this is the serpent. We talked about the serpent and the Moses and letting go of that and becoming the serpent and all that, right? He says, suddenly he thought that a serpent is here. Fear came in. Yes.
How laughter took hold of that maidservant because of the weakness of the caliph's sexual desire compared to the strength of the captain's lust, and how the caliph understood about the maidservant's laughter.
Yep.
The woman saw his weakness and from astonishment began bursting out laughing. Laughter completely took hold of her. She remembered the virility of that captain who killed the lion and with his male organ like that.
Mm-hmm. So this is what happens. I don't know in that silly translation if you understand it or not, but it's as simple as that. Is that the lady saw this happening and started to laugh because he remembered that, okay, from a little noise he lost his erection. He went out, he killed the lion and came back with the same erection. So this is so exaggerated that the lady has to laugh. Yes.
The woman's laughter overpowered and was prolonged. She tried hard to bite her lips but would not shut. She kept laughing violently like bang eaters. Her laughter overpowered gain or loss.
You see? Okay, she started to laugh. Ah, let me tell you about laughing. Wait a minute. The subject of laughing here is serious. So, verse after verse, that okay, she started to laugh and she wanted to stop herself, she couldn't, and she was laughing strongly, and yes.
Everything that she thought of increased her laughter, as a floodgate is suddenly opened. Weeping and laughter and sorrow and joy of heart, know that each one has an independent source.
Aha. What do you think about laughing or crying? When we say laughing and crying, you just, okay, no, wait a minute. First of all, when we say laughing and crying, we are not talking about the same stuff. Crying, which is negative, it happens all around. Laughing doesn't happen that much, because the happiness is the source of laughing. So, yes?
Each one has a storehouse. Know, O brother, that the key thereof is in the hand of the opener.
Mm-hmm. There are the tricks that make everybody laugh, there are the tricks that make everybody cry. We should understand all those tricks. Yes?
Her laughter was never ceasing. Then the caliph became enraged and fierce. He quickly drew his scimitar from its sheath and said, "Declare the secret cause of your laughter, O foul woman. From this laughter, a suspicion has come into my heart. Tell the truth. You cannot cajole me. And if you deceive me with falsehoods or idly utter glib excuses, I shall know there is light in my heart. You must tell everything that ought to be told. Know that in the heart of kings there is a mighty moon, though sometimes it is overclouded by forgetfulness."
Aha, this is the trick. Now I want for this king to do something logically good, and this is not a good king, but so what? Because the good king could do the mistake. Basic of this fellow is not bad, but yes, he did this mistake. Now, because of that laughter, he's angry. So the anger is here, and he says, "What are you laughing about? Tell me about it. And don't trick me, because I know." Yeah, don't say that, "No, this is the stupid fellow, I know that he doesn't know anything." He didn't know about that, but at the end of the day, this is the king, so somehow this laughter tricked something inside him. He knows that he is intrigued. What? He doesn't know. So, the same attitude. He wants something, he doesn't have it. Send the army. Here, he wants an answer. Suddenly, he takes off the sword. For what? You wanted to have sex with this woman. She's naked, you're naked. But the sword, yes. Oh, if you do this, then tell me the truth. To tell you that, do you remember right at the beginning I said, don't be the judge. With one action, don't judge the people, because the people are complicated. Here is the same stuff. That, let me tell you that, yes, the king is stupid. But he is not like the normal fellow. He is in that level, yes.
In the heart, there is a laugh which one goes about. At times of anger and concupiscence, it is put under the basin.
There are two stuff that will change it. There is some light in the heart, which will be covered. when you're angry and when you're greedy,